Hi, good morning, my friend, or good afternoon, or evening, or whenever you're listening. I'm so happy to be connected to you. This week in the United States is Thanksgiving week. So I know that a lot of you who may be listening to these are perhaps already traveling to see family or making your plans or rushing. And so I think today, I really wanted to connect with you, but I think I'm going to try and keep this shorter so that I can connect with you, but also in the case that you are rushing around trying to get things ready, that it'll be just a little bit easier to listen to than when they're a little longer. And I'm just going to start us off with some music. I don't know, unfortunately, what's being sung. I should have looked that up before I started playing it for you, but it's a Hebrew song. And I know a long time ago I posted the link. I can't remember if I sent it to you or if I only posted it on social media, but I'm going to post it for you because it's a absolutely gorgeous video about, I guess you'd just say about life, about the passing of time, about how quickly it goes, about our relationships, the people we love, the people we meet on the streets. I don't know. I don't know. It's all of that. And it just seemed like it's such a beautiful. I'll just play a little bit more. Well, I'm talking to you because it's so beautiful. But what's really delightful is the visuals. And I really hope that you'll take a peek at it. Anyways, it seemed like kind of a good pre-Thanksgiving, even if you aren't in the United States and you don't have this same holiday as we do right now, I guess it's just as we're heading into the winter and the darkness and the winter holidays, and for a lot of people, there's more connection with the people we love. There's a lot of reflection. Personally, I just came from hosting a workshop with this really amazing, amazing, amazing woman. Her company is called Rome, and I'll be introducing you to her more later. But I just wanted to say that we did a workshop on the topic that your Lovegram was last week, which was making the holidays our own. And it was absolutely phenomenal to be in a room of, I don't know, 40 some people and really exploring being more intentional about how we do the holidays, you know, and in essence, really about our lives. There were a lot of conversations about what can get in the way of feeling like the holidays are aligned with our spirits and our values, and how do we navigate that. So I think I'm also going to link this email to an article that I wrote recently on this topic, and there are some reflection questions, some journaling questions that if you're interested, I would love for you to do. A lot of people came up to me afterwards and were saying that just being given permission to consider some ways to make shifts in the way that the holidays are so that it's not maybe quite so stressful or difficult in some ways for people. And yeah, so I think it's a great thing just to reflect on. The other thing that I just wanted to say to you, because we made love lists, and for those of you who are brand new to my community, a love list is very simply a specific list of reasons we love someone. And I have all kinds of prompts and different suggestions for them and presentations, but at the end of the day, it's something that anybody can do at any time, and there are a thousand ways to present them. And I was, for me, really reconnected to the power of this simple practice. And I say practice because it's just, you know, I've made hundreds of them probably in my life, and they've really literally changed who I am and how I see my connections to people in the world. And so what I wanted to say is that I heard a quote earlier this week from my Zen center, and I'm going to see if I can remember a little bit. It was something to the effect of saying yes is not theoretical. It's actually an action, a tangible action. And I love that in the sense that so often we know things, right? Like we know that doing something like creating a love list could really like benefit us and benefit the person we give it to. And it's like, oh, that's a great idea. And of course we know that, but it's like when we put things into action is really where the power is. Knowing things is fine, but not really so impactful, really. It's really when we put things into practice. And my mentor, Brendan Burchard, has a saying, common sense is not always common practice, which means, you know, he'll say that a lot when he's talking about some sort of healthy habits that we all know, you know, are great for us, but are they things that we practice all the time? And so this just seems like a good time to remind all of us that what really makes those big changes in our lives is the yes that we put into action. It's the great idea we hear and that we take action on really right away. You know, my book is called Say It Now, but I'm often saying, you know, obviously celebrate now, but do it now, right? That it's like when we're energized by something, when something strikes us, oftentimes it's so good to do it right in that moment. So I say all this because we are heading into the holidays, and one, I want you to think about, you know, who do you want to be during this holiday season? Who do you want to be for your friends and family? You know, do you have words in your head? You know, before I went to this workshop today, I wrote down some words that represented who I wanted to be. I wanted to be very present. I wanted to be open and playful and appreciative and curious. I wanted to be full of energy and encouragement. And when I wrote those words down, it helped me to connect to those places in myself and to remember that, you know, to remember that those are the things I wanted to bring forward. And we can do that all the time. But I think especially when it's something like time with family and friends, to bring that forward. And so, you know, I'm going to try and wrap this up again in the interest of keeping it a little bit shorter today. I'm going to play a tiny bit more music. I wasn't exactly sure how all those things that I just said to you were tied together. And then it was interesting because when I turned this back on, and you'll see if you watch it, it reminded me, and I think this is what's so tender about it, is how quickly life goes by. And what I most want for all of us, and I know that you're here because of this, is that we really fully live into the moments that we have here. And that means, you know, the highs as well as the lows, but it means really being present to our lives and to when we get those things that come across our paths that we want to say yes to put it into action and to be a little uncomfortable. If making a love list for someone is maybe feels uncomfortable, but to do it anyways and watch what happens and see what happens when we choose to put love into action. Who do we become? You know, and I think that the common theme with all of this that I'm saying is it goes by fast. We never know how much time we have with the people that we love. And say it now. I wasn't planning on ending with that, but I guess that's just sort of obviously at the top of my mind. Celebrate now. Say it now. Be here now. If you're going through a hard time, if you're grieving, reach out right now. You know, that this is the moment for whatever your intuition is calling to you and to honor that,
to honor whatever is saying, okay, this is what's next. And then as much as you can possibly do it, follow through and honor who you are. Honor what feels right to you. So I'm sending you so much love and gratitude. I'm doing a workshop on Friday. Speaking of, I'm just going to make a quick little note here. I call it the New Black Friday, and love to have you there. I'll put that link in as well. But it's another way that I've sort of made the holidays my own, which is to spend the Friday after Thanksgiving instead of being out shopping to make these love lists with people. So you're cordially invited. Love to you. Bye-bye.